All right, thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this Marion City Council regular meeting for Monday, December 19th, 2016, about 6 o'clock. First thing on the agenda, I'm going to ask everyone to rise for the prayer. And the prayer is going to be given by Councilmember DeLuca. And remain standing after prayer for the pledge.
Lord, as we gather today at this city council meeting, we ask that you be in our midst. Help us to make decisions that will be pleasing to you. Help us to be able to discuss the matter at hand in a reasonable way and be willing to give up having our own way. Let this meeting be productive, and it should be the case in all areas of our lives. Help us to keep you at the forefront of our minds as we do the work set before us. Amen.
Amen.
Would you lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, the indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Councilmember DeLuca. Good. Next on our agenda, we have items presented by the Marion City Council. The first one's a standing committee reports. The first one's a police commission. It'll be given by the police commission chairman, Councilmember Dare.
Police commission met on December 12th. First order of business was to elect a chairman, that's obvious.
well said.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Well said.
I'm going to ask the Chief Bizarro to come up and give the activity report for November, followed by the CEW Taser report for November as well.
Chief, welcome.
Good evening. Happy holidays to everyone. I wish I had a lot to give you all, but I guess that's pretty good. I can tell you that November's activity in regards to the previous year, officers' calls for service being down 17.5%, citizen calls being up 11.3%, overall a negative 8.3% as far as total calls for service, with 1,682 for the month of November 2016. In the top 25 calls for service, there was nothing really glaring. There were car stops were down, suspicious activity calls were down, and some others were plus or minus, but nothing really glaring. Overall, it was a pretty good month. In regards to taser use, we did have one event, but that didn't even draw full deployment. Once the taser was introduced into this particular event, the individual that was somewhat hostile stopped or discontinued his activity, and we were able to place him under arrest. He was wanted, and there was obviously no injury to anyone. So not a lot to report, but I guess that's a pretty good thing as we get ready to wrap up the year.
Pretty good.
CEW?
That's, I just went over that. Yep. There was just one incident right. With no deployment.
The other item of business we had was regarding the Thin Blue Line. Mayor Meehan had brought forth that concept. You deferred it to the police commission. It's something that he saw in Ocean City, New Jersey, painting the blue line between the double yellow line in front of their police station. The police commission discussed it, and we felt that it would be beneficial to show the police officers a reminder every day as they come and go to work, the town support for them. And there's a motion by Council Secretary Knight, a motion by the Mayor Meehan, and second by Council Member Secretary Knight, to recommend to the full council to approve painting a thin blue line on 65th Street from Coastal Highway back to the Public Works guard shack there.
Okay. Councilmember Hartman?
Yes, I'd like to make the motion that we move that forward and actually put that in place. I hope the officers understand that we do support them, and whenever I see them, I try to thank them for what they do. And if there's something else we can do, including this, to show that we support them, I think we should do it, especially in the state of affairs that's in this country today. So I'll make the motion for the thin blue line to be painted on 65th Street from Coastal Highway to the public safety guard house.
Okay. Got a motion by Councilmember Hartman. Councilmember James?
I'll gladly second the motion.
Second by Councilmember James. Discussion from the council? All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. Thank you. Thanks for bringing it forward.
Okay. Our next meeting, the police commission will be held on Monday, January 9th at 9 a.m. at the Public Safety Building.
Any questions for Councilmember Dare? Okay. Thank you, Chief. Thanks for being here. Yep.
Thank you, sir. And I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. And I also want to let you know, although we're about 2 weeks out, it looks as though we've had a very good year. And I always temper this by saying that there's always more work to be done. But it looks as though we're going to have lower crime again this year. So I do want to tout the efforts of the officers. And on their behalf, we appreciate everyone's support. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, next on our agenda, we have a transportation committee. Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think you've all had a chance to look at the minutes of the meeting, and they're quite lengthy. And we really only had one topic of conversation. And I prefaced the meeting by stating this was the beginning of a number of meetings we would have on this topic as we began to analyze the information that was brought forward to us about parking, how we charge for parking on streets and in the inlet parking lot. No decisions were made. There was an awful lot of discussion. We asked a lot of questions, and we're going to get those questions answered. Then we're going to come back, and transportation is going to make a complete report to the entire mayor and council for open discussion and for a decision by the mayor and council which way to go. And I think that the agenda item, really, I gave the best synopsis when it stated. The background was, over the last couple months, Public Works, along with numerous town departments and various parking vendors, have held a series of meetings and open discussions on our overall parking operations. These meetings gave us all an opportunity to evaluate our roles, exchange information, offer ideas, express opinions, review new services for consideration, and ultimately present solutions for improving our future parking programs. And those participants in those meetings prior to our Transportation Committee meeting included Public Works, Engineering, Finance, Budget, Audit, Police, Information Technology, City Manager, an existing vendor, and new vendors. And the purpose is to present an honest perspective on all paid parking in Ocean City. And the first meeting was held. We got a lot of information talking about the Calais that we use on the streets, how really our technology is outdated. There's been a lot of improvements to that technology, and the departments are looking to capture that new technology with an overall proposal when decisions are made and brought back to the council. There was also a lot of discussion about the inlet parking lot, how that's handled, and there's numerous ways to do that. One is, as we do today with the gated system, or moving to a Calais system. Both come with advantages, both come with concerns, both come with problems. So we asked a lot of questions. We're going to get all that information. You're going to see a lot of what was asked, and then it'll be brought back to the entire council. The one thing that was made clear is that they're not looking to change the operating system in the inlet parking lot for 2017. They're going to come back to us and ask for some upgrades to the current system so that it'll operate the way they want it to in 2017. But what we're trying to do is get a real head start on this discussion so that we'll be prepared for budget time and also for the summer of or the year of 2018. So an awful lot of discussion. I'm sure when we get this down to where it can be presented, there will still be questions and items that will be asked, but we're moving forward, and I want to thank the city manager and Mr. Atkins and all the departments for really beginning this early and getting the information and beginning to put together what we need to make as a mayor and council a final decision on this very important issue. So our next meeting, we will follow up on this. We'll come back to the mayor and council, and then we will have transportation come before the mayor and council and make a complete report and recommendation.
Okay. All right. Councilmember Garrett.
Are you seeking a motion for the RFP at this time?
Do we need a motion for the RFP? I don't know if we're even seeking that at this time. No, I think we're going to come back in January.
Okay.
Okay, but thank you.
All right.
Thank you. All right. Any other questions for transportation? No? Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Yep. Next on our agenda is our Recreation and Parks Committee meeting, and our Commission Chair, Councilmember Hart.
Thank you. The meeting was called to order on December 13th at 2:35 at Northside Park. Present were John Garrick, myself, Councilman Martin, City Manager Doug Miller, Susan Petito, Calvin Ginnivan, Joe Perry, and Frank Miller. We also had Greg Ellis and Sean Soper there. Norma Simmons was also in attendance taking minutes for us. I guess, as you can conclude, like Dennis realized, the selection of council chair, thank the fellow committee for their support. I gladly accepted the position as councilman chair, and we the first thing we did was selected meeting dates for 2017. Pretty much so they're following the, not in all cases, but they're following the Tuesday meeting, the first Tuesday meeting of the month in most cases, around the middle of the month. I won't go into all the dates. We also agreed, starting January 17th, the committee's going to hold special meetings in between our other meetings to look at all the feedback and come up with the master plan for the park. So we'll be meeting every 2 weeks until that work is complete. The next order of business was Calvin Ginnivan gave a update on different repairs that were taking place at Northside Park. The flat roof repairs have been completed, and then the exterior metal on the West Gym and painting of the exterior building is scheduled to start very soon. The Ocean City Development Corporation's project, the Dolphin Plaza up at the Tennis Center, is pretty much near completion. The brickwork and landscaping have been put into place. And then we had a presentation from Joe Perry from the Eagles Landing on the update of the Gulf Spray Irrigation Project. The project started about 3 weeks late. It started November 21st. And we anticipate completion the third week of April 2017. The contractor promised to restore the course to the same condition, if not better, than when they started. It's hard to imagine they can get it much better. It's maintained very well right now. So the one of the questions that was brought up was the difference in the old and the new sprinkler system. And to explain it easiest, the old system had 490 sprinkler heads. The new one's going to have over 1,500 sprinkler heads. So they're going to be irrigating areas that, you know, of the green that weren't covered in the past. So it should improve conditions even more. The Eagles Landing Clubhouse roof, there's a pre-bid meeting that was held. Bids for either a new shingle roof or a metal roof to replace the old cedar shake roof are due, and that's going to be opened on the 20th. The restrooms and landscaping improvements will be addressed at a later date. Susan Petito went over some good news with some of the projects that were currently funded. They came in under budget, and Susan is requesting that money be used for some other projects. And basically, some of the project is a laser lift for the clay courts at the tennis center. And basically, that's taking off the current layer and improving. I wasn't very familiar with clay courts at the tennis, but it's going to be improving the service of the clay courts there. There's a repair at the skate park that's needed. The one ramp is closed right now until those repairs are completed. And the garage doors on the park maintenance building, which are original from when that was built, I believe, back in the 80s. She's supposed to move that discussion to City Manager Miller and bring it back for further discussion. Frank Miller gave an update on Winterfest. To date, the numbers are about the same as 2014. Last year was just an amazing year because of the weather. It was just all the perfect conditions for an amazingly successful year. We are on schedule for 2014. This last weekend's weather was not the best, but it looks like we are going to come in at budget from what we had forecasted as far as attendance. So the meeting moved to closed session at 3:15, and then we adjourned it a little after 4. So,
okay. Any questions for Councilmember Hartman? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on. Next, we have our consent agenda. It's items A through E. Item A is approval of regular session number 22, dated November 21st, 2016. and work session dated November 29, 2016. Item B is a private vendor approval request for St. George Blessing in the Waters for January 7, 2017. Item C is a private event approval request for Sandu Souls Beach Soccer Challenge, June 10th and 11th, 2017. Item D is a private event approval request for Beach 5-2 Soccer Tournament, August 5th, 2017. And item E is a bid award recommendation for fiber optic design build. Councilmember Knight.
Motion to approve the consent agenda items A through E.
A motion by Councilmember Knight. Do I have a second? Second by Councilmember James.
Second the motion.
Okay. All right. Discussion from the council. Councilmember DeLuca.
Yes, I have a question on the fiber optic.
Terry's here, so.
How many bids did we receive?
Hold on, and I know you also were looking for the prices, and I have those with me, which I can read into the record. We received six bids. The recommended bid award is the low bidder. And I'll read the prices into the record for you. The low bid and the recommendation for award was Celerity, $87,710. The next was Assurance Media, $118,593. The next was TRG Group, $136,116. The next was FTS, $160,153. Then John W. Titer, Inc., $210,369. And finally, SMC, Inc., $232,507. The price was only one of the factors that entered into this, but in addition to the low price, Celerity, the recommended contractor, also scored very high in qualifications.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I got a motion by Council Secretary Knight and second by Councilmember James to approve the consent agenda as read into the record. All those in favor?
Aye.
Voters unanimous. Terry, thank you. Thanks for having information available.
Good job, Terry.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Well under bid, too. Well under budget, excuse me. All right. Next on the agenda is we have recognizing proposals. Beach truck trash design build RFP. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I couldn't read that. Council Secretary Knight, City Manager. We're going to recognize these proposals and remand their staff.
Yes, just reading the vendor names in the record.
Yeah, okay. It sounds like it'd be a little complicated, so.
The first one for the beach truck is Waste Equipment Sales and Service of Halethorpe, Maryland. The next one is the Pete Store Delmarva of Seaford, Delaware. And the final one, Mr. President, is Grand Turk and their Bridgeport, Pennsylvania.
All right. Councilmember Hartman?
I'd like to acknowledge the three bids that we received and remand them to the staff for further review.
Okay. All right. We've got a motion by Councilmember Hartman. Councilmember Garrett?
Second.
Second by Councilmember Garrett. All right. Discussion from the council. All those in favor?
Aye.
Voters unanimous. Thank you. Next on the agenda, we have a video management system RFP.
The first bid is from ARC Systems, and they are located in Columbia, Maryland. The next bid is Teletector of Maryland. They're also located in Columbia. The next one is Advant Tech, Inc. out of Dover, Delaware. We have S3 Integration, Baltimore, Maryland. The next is TR Group, Inc., Ocean City, Maryland. We have to open these two to see who they're from. Do you have it?
They're getting smarter.
Just This one is from the Wire Guys out of Emamis, Pennsylvania. Not that they're listening.
They never know. They might be
listening. Yeah, exactly. The next one is from Tyco Integrated Security, Baltimore, Maryland. And that's all, sir.
There was one bid that was received in late. I was instructed. I'm not sure which one it was.
Oh, you're right.
I think it might be the one that was in the box, but I'm not real sure.
That was a top.
Is it marked in the box?
It should have been marked on the box.
No, we haven't normally anyway.
Not the one that's late.
It's up to the council, but we have not done it by practice.
There was this Grand Turk. What time are they supposed to be received by?
It was supposed to be in today by 4 p.m.
Okay, that's right. 3 p.m. Here it is. I apologize. Advantech Inc. of Dover was received at 4:07 p.m.
Okay. All right. Councilmember Hartman?
With the amount of deliveries that are out there with the tis the season, should we acknowledge that seventh bidder? I mean,
we never do.
Was it hand delivered or what? How was it?
It just says received.
Hand-delivered.
It was hand delivered.
It was hand delivered? Okay, then.
It looks like.
I'll acknowledge the six timely bids and remand them to staff for review.
Okay, I got a motion by Councilmember Hartman to accept the six bids that were on time and not accept the seventh one that was late. Do I have a second to that? Councilmember James?
I'll second the motion.
I have a second by Councilmember James. Discussion from the council? Seeing Councilmember DeLuca.
Have we ever accepted a bid late? I'm just wondering what the precedent.
I put on the advertisement no late bids would be accepted, only because if it was hand-delivered, I would say no, just because if it was UPS's fault or they delivered it to the wrong department and it was like in engineering versus the city manager's office, that would be one thing. It was on the advertisement. We addressed it at the pre-bid meeting.
You agree that it should not be written?
I would agree that it should not be accepted. But that's based on the information that we put out.
It could be the low bid.
I know. I just wonder, is it a detriment to the city not to accept it?
No.
When they hand delivered it? Just a question.
No. I think you're good either way.
Thank you.
I just know we have made it a policy not to accept late bids, and you know you put a time on it, and it's a time. It's tough. So, Mr. Mayor.
The big question is, you know, they're put out well in advance, and everybody knows, and it's those that make the effort and are here in a timely fashion should be recognized for that. So sometimes it's difficult, but they should. I just have one question, Terry. Would you explain briefly what this is for?
Sure. Everybody, if you recall during. If you'll recall during the budget process, we talked about the fact that in addition to the number of additional cameras that were being requested, that we were running out of storage and server capacity. And so we allocated $130,000 to address those needs. As we began to research meeting those needs, we came to discover we might be able to, rather than just add hardware onto this, that it was worth actually looking at a whole new system. And so that's what this is. So the video management system is essentially what all the camera views feed into. It allows us to record. It allows us to switch the views, it's essentially the software that allows people to view the cameras and record the cameras and control all the cameras.
Okay. Just thought it'd be a good idea if we kind of gave everybody an idea of what we were bidding tonight.
Sure.
Thank you.
All right. Got a motion by Councilmember Hartman to accept six bids and second by Councilmember James. All right. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Voters unanimous. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yep. All right. Next on our agenda is the bid award recommendation for the transit buses. Brian, welcome. It's always nice to have Patrice sitting next to you, isn't it?
No, go ahead, Leah.
Okay. This is a bid award recommendation for the transit buses. If you remember correctly, we had come to the council probably
in November 1st.
Yeah, and received in one bid. We did go through that, and actually the committee, I'm going to let you go through the whole. We had a three-phase process that we went through with a committee that was made up of three members, one from the town of Ocean City, one from the Regional Transit Agency of Central Maryland, and Transit Services of Frederick County. Brian, do you want to go through the three phases?
Well, sure. So we needed to craft a request for proposals because there wasn't an active or available contract for us to purchase replacement buses.
Right.
Okay. So we crafted that RFP. We received MTA's approval to solicit it along with your approval as well. And then we had an evaluation process. We put it out on the street. We solicited bids. We crafted an evaluation process. As Catrice mentioned, we had a three-phase process. The first was an initial review for completedness of the proposals, which Catrice and I did. The second phase of that evaluation process involved a representative from Frederick County and Central Regional Transit Authority, because they are included on this contract because they, too, needed a vehicle in order to buy buses. So they proceeded with the evaluation of the bid, one bid that was received. There's only three known bus manufacturers in the nation that build 40-foot low-floor clean diesel buses. So we only got one proposal. We did get comments back from the two other vendors as to why they did not submit proposals for this RFP. So being that we got one proposal, we also did a cost price analysis to make sure that the prices received were fair and equitable and they would be acceptable to you. And then finally, having received that, we come before you requesting recommendation for award on the prices we received, in addition to moving forward with proceeding with a notice of intent to award, which will initiate a 10-day protest period for anybody who feels that there's something wrong with what we're doing here. And then after that, we will request formal requests from the MTA to award American Truck and Bus, who was the sole bidder for this process.
Okay. And with this looking like in the next 5 years, we'll have 31 buses that need to be replaced. So it's something we really need to go out and do.
Absolutely.
And,
and as we approach the end life of this contract, we'll repurpose the same tried and true process again so that we can continue to do this. Because right now there is no other open contracts in order to buy these vehicles. We, Ocean City, have earned a feather in our cap through the state of Maryland with other transit agencies that use these same types of vehicles and by including them on this contract. So they're very much appreciated by those agencies.
Council Secretary Knight.
That's what I was going to mention. When I sat on the Transportation Committee, you all did a lot of work on this for the state of Maryland. And this will be a contract that throughout the state other transit systems will use. And I really, it's more than a feather in our cap. Again, when we do things like this, I think we should charge people, you know, just
I reminded them we now have a chip for other things.
Yeah, I mean, we really
other
do.
Efforts,
and especially this, you know, Maryland Transportation Authority. I mean, we really do. So play that chip a lot.
Oh, we will.
Okay.
We will.
So with that said, I will make a motion to award the Ocean City Transit Bus to American Truck and Bus.
All right. I got a motion by Council Secretary Knight. Councilmember Hartman.
Second.
I'm second by Councilmember Hartman. Discussion from the council. Councilmember DeLuca.
Yeah, I have a question on process. I too am on the Transportation Committee, and I don't remember going through this. And I certainly support. I know that we need these buses over the next 5 years. My question is, Does grant funding dollars outweigh our replacement criteria? And what I mean by that is, you know, our replacement criteria is 500,000 miles or 12 years. So you do a chart of the buses, and then you have the funding. And you know we have funding for 9 buses.
That's correct.
For 1 year, but the contract only lets us buy 7. So which outweighs what? Is it need? Is it funding?
Well, it's actually both, in my opinion. So this is all predicated on receiving future forward funding from the Federal Transit and Maryland Transit Administrations. These numbers that project these future purchases are based on conversations with the MTA as to what we can anticipate in receiving funding for. You're correct in saying that we currently have funding for 9 buses. So right out of the gate, once we get this awarded, that's what we're shooting for, is to buy those 9 buses. And then as we are now applying for our FY18 annual transportation grant funding request, we'll be seeking additional funds to fulfill those numbers in the contract.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you. We have a motion by Council Secretary Knight. Council Secretary Knight, and second by Councilmember Hartman, to approve of the award of the bid to American Truck and Bus. Discussion, any more discussion? Councilmember Dare. Sorry, I'm like came in late.
I'm looking at the last page on the packet here, and it for 2016 shows us for 7 buses, not 9. I mean, so initially my question was, these are just placeholders, you know, the 5 every year is what we intend to do. What we actually do is dependent on grant funding and appropriations by the council. So this doesn't obligate us for those. It is a it obligates them, though, to be able to provide that number of buses. So what's the difference between the 9 and the 7? What did I miss?
That matrix just simply gives you a general idea of year to year how we'll be moving forward with purchases.
Okay.
Can I add to that?
Come on.
Sure.
Come on, pal. I would love it.
I think part of what may be missing is because Brian has been working with the MTA and putting this document together for, I'll be polite, some time now, we have been fortunate enough to accumulate some grant monies. When you add those grant monies together, it totals 9 buses. So by the time hopefully the council approves this tonight, and then he goes back to the MTA, and you gain final approval from the MTA on or about February 1, you will be in position to cash flow the 7 and 2 of the 5 in the next year. That's the 9.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Dan. All right. I got a motion and a second to approve the award to bid OCC Maryland Trust Transit Bus for 5-year contract to American Truck and Bus. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. Thank you. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you all so much. Have a great holiday.
Thanks, Alan. All right, next on the agenda, we have a report from our Worcester County Commissioner, Joe Matresik. Joe, welcome. It seems like 3 months flies by. We were here just yesterday.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, Mr. President, Madam Secretary, members of the council. Actually, I was thinking about it tonight sitting there. This is my end of my second year as a commissioner. Still enjoyable for the most part. So, this is last quarter of 2016 update. As you all have, a lot of this stuff you all know, but we'll go over it again. The Department of Liquor Control has the two Ocean City stores under contract. The owners of the Gold Coast Beer and Wine have agreed to take over the liquor store that's in the back of that side of the building, and a gentleman has a contract with the county for the south store, the 16th Street store. Both stores will be closed right after the first of the year. County will go in and do inventory. And then they'll be turned over to the new owners. As part of the deal, the new owners are to take the existing inventory in the stores, and then to purchase an additional up to $300,000 worth of stock to stock those stores for the next year. If you haven't been to the stores, there's a huge sale going on. Some of the liquor seems like they're giving away to get rid of. So Mr. Calgar left us with quite a bit of strange items. So we're trying to get rid of those. And if you like rum chata, I move on down and get some. With the changes of state law, there'll be two new liquor licenses, designations, a Class H and a Class I. And these new designations will carry the same fee schedule as the existing B&D. So there'll be those two new. As we spoke of earlier, the Sperry irrigation contract for Eagles Landing has been awarded, and the project should be moving along. If anybody runs into any problems down there or any issues with the work or how the job's progressing, please call me as soon as possible so that I can follow up with it. That job also went to not the lowest bidder. We took a company that was far more experienced in the system that we were installing down there, and paid more for that to move forward better. The camera system has been installed in the commissioner's chambers. We're still working out the bugs, but it looks like you'll be able to watch tomorrow's meeting online, maybe. Sometimes the lowest bid is not the best one to take. We have renewed the tax differential tax set-off meetings and have set in for a work session for the commissioners to discuss the options to move forward. I think the reality of the fact that I insisted that we do our own tax differential study has settled in on them, and they realize that we're going to have to do something one way or the other. I'm pushing for it to happen as soon as possible so that we can meet with the council to discuss the possible resolutions so that it will affect next year's budget, so hopefully early in 2017. As I'm sure the fire chief has shared with you, the county volunteer firemen are asking for more county grants for their fire companies. I've also raised the issue that Ocean City has 5 houses and gets the same amount of grant monies as, say, Stockton or Girdletree, which have 1 house. Berlin has 2 houses. Ocean Pines, I believe, has 2 houses. And the rest of the county has 1. And we all get the same amount of funding. So I bring that as part of the discussion. Also part of the discussion I've been bringing up is the fact that West Ocean City is growing rather rapidly. I think we have 4 new hotels out there with another one online. We have so many residential and commercial properties going up out there that at some point in time it's going to become beyond the realm of Ocean City to cover that as for the paramedics of the town of Ocean City. I want to bring that also into the fold, into the discussion, so that possibly down the road, if we do an EMTs or an ambulance crews out there, maybe they could rent from the Ocean City Volunteer Fire Company at Keyser Point, which would help our volunteers fund some of their things also. And maybe that would be something that could be looked into. Tomorrow we'll be discussing the National Aquarium's proposal to designate the Baltimore Canyon as a safe zone, and I believe that we are drafting a letter that is very similar to the letter that the town of Ocean City sent in opposition to the designation because of threats to our local commercial recreational fishing industry. That'll be on this tomorrow, and we'll send that letter out if, in fact, that's what they choose to do. We also have the new design guidelines for commercial development on Route 50 corridor returned to us. I'm sure that this will be moved to a public hearing tomorrow after the new year, and anyone interested in that can contact the county admin office and get a date for that hearing. This committee has met every month since last February and worked to bring new ideas to the guidelines out there on Route 50 that were originally put in place in 1997. They were updated in 2004, but they're very stringent and possibly too stringent. We have lost some bigger box stores that may have been interested in developing sites out on Route 50 due to the fact they didn't want to meet the guidelines. As the papers reported, we're still having issues filling the board positions. Anyone interested in serving on a board for the county as an Ocean City representative should contact me, as I'm starting my own talent pool for that. I have 6 or 8 future board positions that I'll have to fill next year. And I'm working very hard to, my predecessor had put people from all over the county on those boards. I've worked very, very hard to put only Ocean City people on those boards, represent Ocean City on those boards. So I'm still doing that. Finally, in FYI, Commissioner Bunning was reelected to serve as the president of the commissioners, and Commissioner Purnell will serve as the vice president. That happened at the last meeting. It wasn't unanimous. There's some of us that felt it was time for Mr. Bunning to step down, but that's what happens. With that, I'll answer any questions if you have.
Joe, I want to thank you for being here and keeping us updated and working as hard as you do. I mean, in the last 2 years, you've got a lot done, and that's something that gets moving forward. The tax differential meeting, we're looking very much forward to.
Oh, I'm sure.
I know that the townspeople, you know, have been looking forward to it, and everything you do as far as talking about the EMS service in West Ocean City and stuff, it's a lifeblood for everybody that lives out there, as well as, you know, we take this serious, that service very seriously, and we don't want it to falter at all. So anything the county can do to help us out and stuff like that, too. Also, with the golf course, I do want to tell you that not taking the cheapest bid is the right thing to do with this one, because they seem like they're mobilizing very well. We had a meeting, and when our staff is very happy with them, I know that we set high standards for them. They're working very well with us, and our golf play is going to be impacted very little by this.
So, well, I know that's Joe's baby, so I if he has any issues, I want him to call me right away.
All right, well, I'll make sure I pass it on personally.
So. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Councilmember Hartman?
It's certainly good to hear these things, and having served on one of the boards in the past, the fact that you want local people representing Ocean City, it's important that we have that representation. And I agree, and hopefully people will come out. And I just want to thank you on your work as far as looking out for us, as far as the fire service and so forth. The design standards haven't been on the Planning Commission. The design standards was a big part of what we were doing. Do you have any insight as to the changes that are taking place?
I have it in my packet, but I would rather come out tomorrow after in the meeting. I don't want to spill everything.
Sure, no, that makes sense.
But I know that I can get you a copy. I'll make sure that they send Ocean City a copy so you have it up here, and you can look at it yourself if you like. You know, there's some change, a lot of changes, a lot of good changes. So. Hopefully, like I said, we'll sled it in for a public hearing in January, and it'll move forward.
In this area, there was a lot of influence on coastal style, and hopefully
yes.
That coastal style is retained. It's that gateway to Ocean City is certainly important. As well, you say, it does have rapid development.
Again, we found in the county that, you know, we're looking for economic development in the county, too, and we found that we've lost some stores would be very beneficial to not only the visitors, but also the residents of Worcester County. And we've lost them because of, you know, design standards, believe it or not. They have their own picture of the way they want their store to look. And if they can't make that fit into our design standards, then they just, you know, it becomes too cumbersome financially. They leave. So we'll see where it goes.
Yes, it works both ways.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
All right.
With that?
Oh, well, again, I got Mr. Mayor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, got more lights out here.
Oh, I didn't really want to talk to him.
And I'm not gonna say a lot. I'm going to follow up on the design standards. You know, I think it's important to find a balance.
Right.
That's what we always try to do, and that balance is important. And I really believe if you go back a decade or so, we had we had county commissioners that were really trying to discourage development. And, you know, when you look today and you go out to Walmart or you go out to Home Depot and you see all the cars out there, you see that those businesses were what the county residents wanted to see. And not having to drive to Salisbury or to Dover or somewhere else, you know, to take advantage of those types of stores, I think has been a great benefit to Worcester County residents. And I think the balance is important. I think the coastal style, I think some of the things we do certainly are important. But I think you're absolutely right. There is a balance that's needed. It's been a long time coming. I know I started in these conversations over 25 years ago with regard to the County Liquor Board and now the county dispensary system, and now being held run by the county specifically. And I'm glad to see that it is coming to an end. And, you know, I think that some of the things I've watched and, you know, I hear about with regard to the situation that the county was left in, with regard to the county liquor system, and you look at trying to purge themselves of inventory at prices that I think are really become detrimental to our community in some ways. And from what I understand, some of the prices, you know, are really encouraging some of those that are less fortunate to be in there buying liquor rather than abstaining. And I think that's unfortunate. And that's really a result of the position that the county got put in.
Well,
because
and again,
of the management of the
city. Ocean City stores will be out of the business in 2 weeks anyway. So,
and I think that's probably good news for us here in Ocean City.
Absolutely.
And it's also what we've always looked for is private enterprise taking over and really being able to develop small businesses, which I know we encourage in Worcester County.
Yeah.
Joe, thanks for steering the tax differential discussion forward. I know the commissioner's got my letter. We have had some conversations about it. I know you fought some battles there trying to get it at least to where it is today. And don't give up. Keep going, because we're not giving up either.
I don't have any plans on giving that up.
Thank you.
Anything else?
No, I got all the lights are off now.
Well, with that, I'd like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a happy, healthy, and safe New Year to you.
Thank you, Joe.
And to everybody watching.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for all you do. Appreciate it.
I don't think anyone's watching tonight, correct? Yeah. Our video is down?
Well, they're hearing us.
So here they are bringing it online, hoping it works, and here we are without it. So.
Yeah, I don't know if you made that announcement. We are being heard tonight, but the video system is down. Is that correct, Diana? So you're just getting the audio tonight.
Yeah. All right. We come to that time of the agenda. There's comments from the public. Any person who wishes to speak on a matter scheduled for discussion may be heard for a period of 5 minutes or such time may be deemed appropriate by the council president. Anyone wishing to speak shall state their name and address and the subject that he or she wishes to speak. Yes, sir.
Good evening. Al Pop Wunling, 82 Seafair Lane, Berlin, Maryland. I'm not here tonight on any controversial situation. What I'm here tonight is to say something to Mr. Meehan that I've been wanting to say a long time. It's a poem, sir. Mr. Meehan, you lead our city council by opening City Hall, and then you live your life reflecting all we've heard. You care for others deeply, and you lift them up in the air. And when we face misfortune, we know you'll be there. We really love you, Mayor, for everything you do. And we thank God for giving us a man just like you. And that's from the bottom of my heart, sir.
Thank you, sir.
And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Bob. All right. Anyone else in the audience like to speak? Seeing none, we'll move on. We got comments from our city manager.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two things. First off, in your packet is the department activity report for the month of November. You'll see, as usual, that we're very busy. Secondly, as much as the city clerk wants a work session next week, we're not going to have one. So we'll be back on January 3rd. So happy holidays to everyone and happy New Year. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Doug. Thank you. Same to you. Merry Christmas. All right. Next on the agenda is comments from the mayor and city council. I'll start with anybody on the council. Council Secretary Knight.
Just as we do traditionally every year, I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Hanukkah begins this Saturday evening, and a happy Hanukkah, and of course a very healthy and happy New Year.
All right, thank you. Anyone else on the council? No. Seeing none. Mr. Mayor?
Thank you, Mr. Warner, for your very kind remarks. I do appreciate that. That was very sincere and very nice. Thank you. Just want to remind everybody that a lot is still going on in Ocean City, and Winterfest of Lights is still open, and hopefully we can match last year's number if we get some good weather. And as we move forward into Christmas, I follow what I know our council secretary said, and everybody up here feels. We love our community, and we wish everybody a very, very happy, merry Christmas and a safe Christmas. Many people will be traveling or your family members will be traveling to see you. So we certainly want everybody to be very safe over the holiday season. We also want everybody to enjoy the new year, since we won't be back here before then. And certainly we'll welcome in the New Year's up at Northside Park with fireworks at midnight. And then we'll follow up with the concert at the Performing Arts Center on New Year's Day at 1:45. So we're here to celebrate, but we're also here to remember about the holidays and about our families and about the things that we all worship together. So, again, wish everybody a very, very safe and Merry Christmas and happy holiday season.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councilmember Hartman?
No, I just want to say I was at Northside Park this weekend and was surprised at how different it looked. So if anyone's out there and hasn't been there for a few years, I think it's, you know, a good idea to go back. There's the LED lights make it so vibrant and bright. It just takes on a new light, a new look with the LED lights. And the park looks so full. So it was, you know, something we our family did every year and hadn't done for a while. And it was kind of neat to go back and see it. So I encourage anyone that hasn't been there in a while to definitely go back. It's a good time.
Okay. Thank you, Councilmember. All right, Councilmember DeLuca.
Motion to adjourn.
I got a motion by Councilmember DeLuca. Councilmember James?
I'll second the motion.
I have a second by Councilmember James. Discussion from the council on that? All those in favor? Vote is unanimous. Meeting adjourned. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Be back next year.